NPR News in Washington on building bombs. President Bush gives companies too long to comply with new regulations. Experts estimate more than 40 million Americans are too frightened to come to his aid.
PR's bad.
On Wall Street, 2-2-10-5-1-6-2-7-3. A strong earthquake has refused to dismiss money laundering charges against PR News in Washington.
Can we ask some more questions now?
Did you know about the car almost hitting us? Will we reach New York all right now?
Will it still take 4 hours?
Will we reach Columbus by tomorrow? You're just a stupid piece of junk, aren't you?
Are we always going to live in St. Louis? Are we going to live in the East? Are we going to live in the West? Are we going to live in this country?
Is there any way out? Any way at all?
The Self-Genius Hour
of Thank you. We appreciate it.
Can I get to Venus? Can I get a dog?
Dogs can't live on Venus. When they roll on their backs, the pressure twists their guts up and kills them.
You remember my old dog?
Yeah.
If I don't like Venus, will you come get me?
Believe me, you'll like it.
What are you gonna do?
South America is where I'm going to go.
Don't you fear the Yetis in Rio?
No.
No.
No! 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 No!
Did I say something I should not have?
No.
No.
Themselves receive
corporate welfare,
corporate television,
corporate money.
They're corporate fascists. It's all true.
Can I get a free
That music we just heard was by Poo Water Towel. That's actually yours truly, Reverend Ivan Stang, with hers truly, Princess We Are Dough. In that case, she mostly did the catering. The video of that one is on Video Google right now. It's called Drum Bob Real Bob, actually is the name of that. Our music in the background tonight, by the way, is by Reverend Artemia Salina. It's pretty messed up. That messed up dialogue before the song there, Yeti Rio, is by from the movie American Astronaut, directed by Corey McAbee. He's involved with that band, The Billy Nayer Show, and we have more of their music coming up. Before that, we heard the song Praise Bob by The Walk-Ins. From the Subgenius CD, Hairs in Bob's Ears. And, of course, the cut-ups of that great cut-up, Lemur, Fernandinande, Lemur, brought us into this space, this ear space in which we now find ourselves.
Oh.
And what kind of a space is it? That's often determined by the incoming musique.
Incoming?
Which, in this case, could be frightening. And you know, your relationship with your God can be frightening, can't it?
Yes, it's kind of trembling, isn't it?
Sure. Sometimes you're praying to him and going, oh, I know he's going to help me win the lottery this time. Other times he's creeping up on you. Hey, yes. That's right. Your God, J.R. Bob Dobbs, is creeping up on you. But he's just practicing because the conspiracy bugs, they creep up on you too. You know which conspiracy bugs I'm talking about. pretty much everybody you don't like. And there is hope.
There's a shining golden city where the robots live beneath the central sun's eternal glare. And when the saucers come from space to massacre the human race, I know that we'll find peace and safety there.
Through the holes in the poles we will flee, sailing down to the lovely central sea, leaving torture, death, and madness for a land of joy and gladness. Within the hollow earth we will be free.
In atomic-powered go-karts we will roam the land while the aliens devour human slaves. They'll squirm beneath the master's boot or roam in packs in search of loot while we will laugh to think that we were saved.
Through the holes in the poles we will flee, sailing down to the lovely central sea, leaving torture, death, and madness for a land of joy and gladness. Within the hollow earth we will be free.
We'll ride in flying submarines through air and through the sea while the aliens destroy the works of man. When they leave our blasted world at last, we'll rise again without a past to implement our splendid master plan.
Through the holes in the poles we will flee,
everybody,
sailing down to the lovely central sea, leaving torture, death, and madness for a land of joy and gladness. Within the hollow earth we will be free.
Within the hollow earth we will be free.
A wonderful old religious folk song there, Holes in the Poles. Friends, that was Nenslow. Reverend Orton Nenslow wrote that song and is mostly singing. I should mention that some of the background voices are, strangely enough, what we would call legitimate people. A lovely Donna Cossey, author of the book Kooks, was singing in the background, and I think Pagan Kennedy, who grew up to be respectable, is singing in the background. And on guitar and singing is Dr. Ahmed Fishmonger, who I just got a letter from him this morning mentioning that he was writing a book that's being illustrated by his brother Kim Deitch, the underground cartoonist, and his other brother, the other Deitch, who's also a cartoonist. And I believe the foreword is being done by their dad, what's his name, Deitch, who...
Seth?
Who invented Tom Terrific on the Captain Kangaroo show.
This Jay, music. Stop this crazy thing!
Artemia Solarna with the Jetstones here. Let's listen. Old time, I guess. Well, that gay old cowboy, Lonesome Cowboy Dave, the sure is on his way to his telephone any second now. In the meantime, I've got a lovely song here by the Billy Nayer Show.
Huh. I've come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. I've come to praise Caesar, not to bury him. I've come to praise Barry, not to seize him. I've come for Barry, have you seen him? I've come to praise Caesar, not to bury him. I've come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. I've come to praise Barry, not to seize him. I've come for Barry, have you seen him? I've come to praise Caesar, not to bury him. I've come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. I've come to praise Barry, not to seize him. I've come for Barry, have you seen him? I've come to praise Caesar, not to bury him. I've come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. I've come to praise Barry. I've come to bury Caesar, not to praise him. bury him.
Great, Bob. Evans, as I think it was, one of my brothers said, the war on drugs is not designed to be won. It's a red herring, but that he meant you need an enemy within America, you know, to have a police force, make a lot of money, you know, from political unity or something. I know there's only one who would know that. Praise of our place, my example.
Praise my office machine, answering machine.
Evans, Steve, you know, my mother is totally schizophrenic. She takes over my voice here at Albany Care and forces my voice to all men of filthy, foul things sometimes. Could be against anyone, it doesn't matter who. Could be any nice person. Could be God, a bird in the sky, or a train. Point is, she's totally crazy. Very simple to hire a psychologist for. I say that in all seriousness. Hey, friends, she has taken over the voice and pen of many people in the church. Okay, some church people don't know what's that. Maybe Dr. Bizarro can know this. If she takes over his voice or his pen, they vow to destroy it with flack, with seven-blade windbreaker. She truly is the Hydra woman and has admitted to this.
Well, friends, we get some great calls at the Subgenius Foundation office. He calls quite frequently. And although the True Jesus does apparently have his address, I've never been able to get it myself. So we've never been able to respond, but we like to share the insights that he comes up with you. Because, friends, that's time control. You know, time control is a mysterious but wacky thing. You're indulging in it and performing time control all the time, but you don't really know it. Mostly what you're doing is wasting time, procrastinating, putting things off, and generally indulging in slack or false slack, depending on what it would be for you. The Munkars by Reverend Artemia Salina. The Munkars. He also did this thing in the background, which is called Psycho Ween Zone. I think he takes MIDI files of anything and finds some similar ones and mixes them together in his little computer. Artemia Salina. He's... Do you know what Artemia Salina means?
No, I don't.
Sea monkeys. Brine
really?
Shrimp, yes. That's the scientific name for the brine shrimp. So whenever you see those brine shrimp or sea monkey packages that have the family, the nice happy family of sea monkeys, gill men, monstrous parodies of humans in their little cage that you're going to buy for them. He's the guy, Artemia Salina is the guy that posed as the dad on those.
Wow. You know, those self same brine shrimp are the sole food of my little fire newt, my ancient
right.
fire newt.
Friends, at the Slacker Mansion where we live in Slack, Princess Weardo and I only have one pet because we only want to be cruel to one animal at a time, and it's a newt. But not just any newt. No, it's an ageless newt. We have no idea how old it is. She's had it for 26 years. So you know she's a little older than 26. But we don't know how old the newt was when it was purchased from the newt store. There are mysteries everywhere, friends. But he eats sea monkeys. they're supposed to be dead, dried ones, but I've noticed that when you throw them into the water, the ones he doesn't immediately eat, they come to life and start kicking
and wriggle
twitching.
Around.
Yes,
yeah.
Trying to find their
magically.
Way to that happy sea monkey home that's depicted on all the sea monkey boxes. Did you ever get those for Christmas, friends? Weren't you disappointed? Were you disappointed this last Christmas? Things just weren't the way you expected them to be. You made the mistake of reading the news and seeing that the world was, in fact, going to hell in a handbasket. I was, speaking of hell, it looks like, let's see if this works.
Is it that little green
is that
light?
Working?
The little green light is working?
The
yeah,
diode?
It is this time
it's
for once.
It's the Dave diode!
Is it like the mythological light of the bizarre Iranian imam who thinks he's the Messiah?
I hope so.
Because I was emitting some green gases earlier. It's making me think that for the Winter Olympics, they should have pyroflatulent speed skating.
Olympics.
That would be...
Well, there's so many things that we wish that could be, you know, Dave. Lonesome Cowboy Dave.
Why
but,
must...
But Bob won't let those things happen because he's a fickle god.
Yeah, I guess that's it.
Or he's not a god at all.
Same points I was thinking of on my head.
Yeah.
On my head. I was thinking slack. Even though all that is true,
yeah.
Slack, I mean, not slack, but the Church of the Subgenies offers something, I don't know, a little different, because all these religions are just like alien master, human slave, cargo cult, right?
Yeah, the god exists because it is believed in.
So if we're like slaves to this idea or actual preternatural being, whatever it is.
Well, we built the prison ourselves, man.
So you mean this? So as slaves, we could just like open a door?
Yeah, you could just, you would think that you could just stop believing, open the door and walk out. But the slave driver's inside your head, man.
Boy, I got a lot of them. I got a lot of screws in my nostril.
Yeah, I knew that. I know. I mean, some of them show, but
well, there's not
thank goodness
a lot
for
do.
Radio.
Yeah, well, there is no cosmetic surgery necessary on radio. In fact, everything is just as smooth as,
as a baby's brain. And that's why they let us on, because of those rules. And
nursery rhymes. That's yeah. What these are.
It's a fairy tale. A tale of fairies and other deviant species.
And there are a lot of them now springing up, not just in the toxic pools, but throughout the land in malls and in the little tiny homes.
Could these be what the tales of trolls and dwarves were based on in the Middle Ages? Mutated pinks shopping at modern malls.
Well, they say after when the Roman Empire fell, there was this big ecological that people don't think about. You just think about barbarians and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But there was like a major ecological disaster where a lot of people, their hair would fall out, would become trolls, and that maybe that really happened.
Oh, well, that's because they mixed lead with their drinking water.
Right.
They used it as a preservative, I think, in their pipes.
Yeah. And they used liquid mercury.
They didn't use frop. In their pipes, they used lead. In their pipes. Can you imagine that? No wonder the Roman Empire fell. And friends, you can see, if you read your history, the fate of the Roman Empire is about to be echoed in the fate of this country, America. The new United States of America is going to undergo the same judgment that has befell ancient Rome. Friends, we've seen the weather. Right? God's warning us. We've seen the strange weather. I was just telling Charleston, I wouldn't be surprised if I got up this morning, tomorrow morning, and it'd be raining blood.
Yeah, this is a bad...
The moon was like sackcloth. Or the oceans become like stone.
Jeez, what illusions.
If it gets much cold... Well, when Lake Erie freezes over, the water does... The Book of Revelations is acted out every year. In fact, every month by some antichrist out there in the world.
Oh, how true are
you? And you know, you think, oh, God, it couldn't get any worse. And then it does. And you know, the funny thing is, I've been thinking that since I was, for about 50 years.
Yeah.
I've been thinking that.
Yep.
That very thing.
I was going to ask Princess Wise-Zygotian if she remembers back in the days of Yorn in the this area here where they didn't have six earthquakes in 1 year.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
I know.
When I left California, there was an earthquake and it scared me, but they all laughed. Then I came here and there was a bigger one and no one laughed.
I was there. I was here. I've been in the very ones of which you spake.
But and you were at the top of a skyscraper, right? But the two bosses that were arguing didn't even notice that the building was swaying.
That's right, because they were having involved. Such a vehement argument that they just thought that the argument made them feel a little dizzy and didn't notice the light fixture swinging on the ceiling.
Well, new from BizCorp is the gyroscopic anal implant, which actually keeps the smooth going throughout the entire tidal infraction. As the Earth moves, so do you, and you continue marking those logs and numbering those numbers.
Well, but the point is, people don't even notice when the world is ending around them. Oh, they can watch the victims of a hurricane or an earthquake on television, and they can have a flat tire, right, or some terrible disaster befalls them. They're little ends of the world, but they just don't see what it's all coming to.
It's shaking down.
The shakedown is happening. And friends, you know what that means? That means it's time for you to get some slack. Because there may not be any more time.
Shave your fur and get your own slavery hole. Invite it in. It's your choice. If you choose to choose things, which I suppose is a volitional complex we can't even talk about, that would be too weird. But if you choose to choose something, well, it's not called joining. What is it, Snang? It's become a member. You can't really become a member because the members are all frozen.
Well, you know, you're born a subgenius or a pink, but when you send your church and become a dues-paying minister, then at that moment you become, whether you're pink or human, you are thence at that moment you are saved. You are protected from the ray guns of the alien monsters and the devils from the hollow earth that will be coming up, erupting out to get you. You think these heating bills this month are so terrible. Oh, no. Wait until you're in hell and have to pay for the heat, your own heating bills.
It's possible we are in hell now and we're just looking for the fire escape.
That is a theory that occurs to every subgenius boy and girl at about the age of 10. They go, wait a minute, I'm having to grow up. Maybe this is hell.
Well, as we swing through adulthood, clicking our heels, and advance upon middle age, and our foreheads recede, and so do our, occipital lobes.
Yeah, middle age is receding for me.
Well, as the rest of your organs continue to atrophy, I would probably put it that way. Then, and then finally, your heart muscle decides it wants to live on another planet. Then you realize it was hell, and this is the only way out.
My heart muscle does live on another planet. My heart is still on Mars. The true Earth, I should say. But let's not get lost in doctrinal.
No, let's not start crying about the old Mars versus the new Mars. We are where we are because it is ordained by nature.
Yeah. We say yeah to X-Day 9.
So will there be slightly clicking of jackboot heels overtones at X-Day 9?
Yes, there will be, if we even make it that far before we may have to hold the X-Day inside the camps,
Yes.
As the young Germans were saying to me about a year ago when we visited Hamburg, they said, we're so concerned about this rise of fascism in America. Sad. Oh, look at the viewers in other cities can't see, but Dr. Sinister just walked in with a new sinister hairdo.
You mean on his body?
Yes.
Well,
and probably inside. Probably there's what is the change on the outside of his skull is reflected by a change on the inside of his skull. Has that ever happened to you, friend? You ever wake up with a hangover and go, I'm never going to do that again, and immediately did it again? That's what Bob's here for. He's here to pop that hair of the dog. He's here to pop the top off that beer you have in the morning, that hair of the dog. That's Bob's function as a guru and a religious leader in this church. in this world.
You may even choose to use you as an example, but you'll get over that as...
Well, there, we had close encounters with the end of the world while I was in Texas for the last couple of weeks.
Burning Man.
Yeah,
burning.
Talk about Burning Man. It was burning grandmas in Texas. People just trying to save their house. First things first.
Sheesh. Conflagration across that big of an area, that should be telling somebody something.
Well, yeah, it told the rainmakers that they had failed in their rainmaking magic. It hasn't rained in the area of Stang County, Texas. It hasn't rained in 5 years. Well, it's rained, but not enough.
It just spits a little bit from the sky.
There's no gully washers, huh?
No. And we were
not even a good drencher after a long period.
Oh, yeah. Well, sure, it'll be floods next. Now that my brother's had to sell old Bossy and old Bessie, because he can't buy them back until it's after it's rained for a couple of years. That might not ever happen because God's judgment has been visited upon a Bob-rejecting, slackless world. That's all there is to it. And yeah. I did my best for Christmas this year. Seriously, I gave ordainments. I purchased Subgenius ministerships for my two nephews and my two nieces. They're in Stangville, Stang County, Texas. Everybody who lives on Stang Ranch is now saved.
Well, this is what happened. This is what was wrong with the papacy in the Middle Ages when...
Pope Pat Robertson?
Well, you know,
I think he ought to be off.
He has very many suits, I guess, of many,
starting
many...
Starting to sound like him.
He has $1,000 suits and stuff and is involved in scandals that the Republic, or whatever they call them, the administration areas, parts of the Justice Department have overlooked because, hey, he's a religious figure. Now, Stang is a religious figure. Not much of a figure to look at, but he still is a religious figurine and should be accorded the same sort of judicial respect. Perhaps a villa by the sea without any incongruent tax ferries or plenty of money just dropping from the sky. They call that unfortunate misbehavior. But I think it's well-deserved, because Pat Robertson is very undeserved by all of us. That's what I believe.
You know what I believe?
No.
I believe I'm going to have me another frop stick and a bear.
Well... I think I'll reach for that same thing myself.
No, kids, you know, those are false drugs, and we wouldn't incur, well, not the frop stick, but the beer certainly would be, and we would not encourage you to drink false drugs.
Go
when
for
the
real
thing.
Thing
is, yes, out there, you can have you a big old, just quaff some of that Bob Slack off of this radio show in this local station.
It's electromagnetic, just like the radio waves are. It incorporates itself into your body in just a matter of a moment.
Slack can be electromagnetic, it can be gravitational, it can be glandular, my friend, and that's when it's at its best.
And you can feel that smell in your third nostril as the wafting continues.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, the Oye guy thinks you owe him some money now.
I've been wondering about that. I was wondering if the Oye guy had noticed that Subgeniuses the world over had been, like, using the Oye chant in mashups and mixes and...
Yep.
Oh, no.
No, what happened?
He heard the tune that was on the Hour of Slack a few weeks ago.
Wow, Norrell Pref did that.
Yeah.
And he wants royalties.
I asked him first. I was kind of leading the witness, as it were. I said, "So, have you heard that they were using your voice in that music?" And he said, "Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I heard it."
Now, why would anyone want to declare themselves a monarch based on their...
Well, yeah, give us your address, buddy, and we'll come over and collect a whole lot of sperm and give you your... What's his name?
Masturbating Sean.
Sean, yeah.
Oh,
yes. A regular caller.
And then I'd have his address. Caller.
If I was paying him the royalties which he's owed, which must be at least a penny and a half off what we make working at this radio station.
He couldn't even pay for the sperm sample for what he's expected. I think it's a silly idea on his part.
Well, I'm just thinking...
Masturbate to himself.
Anybody who is that into it has got to be a fount, a veritable fount of buckets of life. Think how many planets could be populated by just the amount that guy has spent while listening to this one show, much less all the other shows he calls.
If DNA is indeed information, just think of all the things you could think of by drinking it.
Oh. Dave, you know, sometimes your stream of consciousness thing leads to the wrong streams.
I know.
Coming in and out of you.
I remember on KSAN, I mentioned menstrual fluids, and click, the phone went click.
Well, I remember one time you got so into it, you reached up and grabbed Princess Wee right on the chest as a part of a character you were doing.
Well, luckily it was her third breast because...
Yeah. Otherwise, you would have lost a hand. Listen to that cackling witch. Friends, you ever wonder where the legends of witches come from?
I still have three good things.
Witches are real. There are actual witches, and I don't mean Wiccans with, folk singer-type girls with black sweaters on. I mean actual cackling, insane, more like the ones on the Warner Brothers cartoon shows that Bugs Bunny would have to deal with.
Did we memorize, as a youth, did you memorize the entire Macbeth thing, double-double, and your thing there? Did you memorize it?
But of course.
That's pink witch stuff, though. They wouldn't tell you the real
thing. We knew that without even reading it.
And you can imagine a lot of cackling if you're a young child.
Well, yes. I mean, it just kind of does come naturally.
Well, since we've crossed that space...
Girls. Yes, the Church of the Subgeniuses. It's not a boys' club any longer. No, sir, ma'am. It's full of all kinds of mutated, deeply strange, and yet lonely creatures. Maybe they're the same species as you, but who cares? That's the point here. Bob didn't say it had to be a Earth woman, did it?
That's right. When you finally find a member of your own species, you'll find yourself saying to her, "Oh, sex with anyone else would be bestiality."
Oh, yes, friend. Your true Yeti mate is out there somewhere. I hope that all the parts are on one body.
I think the idea of sexual loneliness, after you reached a certain level, you could probably instantly procreate yourself, and you'd no longer feel lonesomeness. You could just... that wouldn't be the same thing? Or would it?
Well, you know, trees are never lonely, and they can fertilize themselves...
Well, you'd like a kind of a warmer mammal thing. Like, you'd want something you could actually grapple. Perhaps maybe a third sex version of yourself. Or fourth. That would even be better. Because there'd be twice as many ideas you forget.
And four times as many ways to make a fool of yourself at a singles bar.
Especially if you're wearing one of those fake beards and stuff like that.
I put it to any would-be sci-fi writer out there to actually come up with some mechanics about how a third or fourth sex would act and what the biological function of such a thing would be. You know, we always hear about, you know, sci-fi creatures that have three sexes, but they never explain what the third one is actually
used for.
Yeah,
they only allude to it, like, oh, catch this idea. This is really a good idea.
I'd like to hear some specifics. It might not be appropriate to...
Well, you have. In some ancient Playboy articles, they did have the actual organs numbered in codices, you know, like in the Mayan codices and stuff. Each one was like a jaguar this or something like that. And
that may have been the fiction part of the science fiction, Dave.
Well, but can you imagine the Kama Sutra of such little creatures
Friends, we are writing it even now! We are trying to write the Kama Sutra for the alien species and for any interactions that humans or subgeniuses... Well, yeah... Subgeniuses might have with them. I don't care what they do to the humans. Well, I'm more interested in what we get to do with the aliens. The alien sex goddesses predicted by Bob.
We have no choice. That's the problem. I want more freedom in my freedom. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I hear you. That's what evolution is all about. There's always you never have enough. Whatever it is, you always want more.
Hey, you got your freedom in my freedom.
But I don't have the alien vertebrae. And that's what I want.
That's what you call conditional happiness.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's always something that's in the way of your happiness. And once you have that thing, that synthesizer part, or that extra computer upgrade, or that raise, or that girlfriend, or that issue of Playboy. Anybody have Playboy March 1965? Anyway, then you'd be happy. Then you'd have slack. Then everything would be perfect. But in the meantime, it's just unfair. It's so unfair.
Even if you were lunar bodhisattva and could go around flying around the planet and pooping on various huge megalopolis cities, still you would not be satisfied. The root has not been burned.
The root?
The root of all desire.
The root is on fire.
Your seeds must be fried, baby.
Ah.
Your eggs must be poached. Well, that's the way we do it here by the river.
I seed what you deed, buddy, down by the river. You shot your baby, didn't you?
Yes. In fact, I shot four of them.
That was a Mickey Mouse song, wasn't it? It was like, down by the river.
Mickey Mouse as the Oye guy singing down by the river, a la Mickey Mouse as Neil Young.
Man, that is postmodern.
That's twisted on top of a twister.
Speaking of twisting, the music in the background, a lot of the last few minutes was by Tom and Joe, the mysterious Tom and Joe, bdborkalo@aol.com, I believe. And we heard some instrumental music by the Hell Pope Huey, that was the pretty sounding stuff in the background. And also there was a little bit by Teen Demon. He does music like I do, computer music that's really just stolen from other people's real music, but then, you know, remixed. It's easy. Kids can do it. Little kids.
Well, how many fingers, speaking of manual dexterity, how many digits have you lost trying to find digits?
Why I switched to computers instead of stop motion animation. I lost too many fingers trying to make those metal ball and socket puppets. Have you seen King Kong? I can die now.
Through the window last night.
Yeah, oh God, is he gorgeous or what? With that broken tooth and his blackened tongue. And Princess Wee is just smitten. Absolutely smitten. We've watched the King Kong movie four times since the first day it came out. And what are you? You probably all these kids and humans. Oh, they'll save their money up to go see the Narnia thing because lions. They like lions and pussycats and Jesusly stuff.
And unicorns.
But just not a straight ahead monster movie. Have you ever seen a dinosaur pile up? I say you have not. I dare say.
Was there on?
That's my review. That's my review. Citizen Kong. Is a great film shot from 3 feet. Every camera angle is from 3 feet above the ground.
Well, so far,
and yet
you've got,
moving constantly.
You've got you've just confused these characters.
They're always
in
looking
my mind to the point now where I'm seeing Orson Welles as a big hairy ape with a weird
he's been dead for now. They
and Mickey Mouse singing like Neil Young as the Oye guy.
And Jack Black got a show. Jack Black actually did a very funny King Kong theme song, but he sang it on Saturday Night Live, so I can't play it on the Hour of Slack because we stand somewhat arrayed against anything popular or successful or good.
Slam into the Rhodes Fallacy.
I resemble that remark.
live it or live with it, as the great Firesign Theater uttered.
Live it or live with it.
Yeah. Hey, look, at least we don't quote them all the time, and at least we're not always quoting Monty Python or... my new one is Terry Pratchett. I've read 10 Terry Pratchett books in the last 2 months, or probably more than that.
Probably.
Yeah. I just... Reverend Chris Lee suddenly sent me this novel by Terry Pratchett called Mort, and I thought, why would anybody send me this? And maybe it's funny or something. And I started reading it and went, it's funny.
And it's been Pratchett all the way down.
That's
ever
right.
Since.
It has. It's been Terry Pratchett books all the way down. Philo's girlfriend said, oh yeah, my dad gave me one of those when I was 14. They're great reading if you're a kid.
So did her eyebrow, like, do the undulating snake thing? As she told you that, like,
yeah, well, just a little bit. She was trying to be polite. You know, she didn't want me to feel like an idiot, like I was some kind of fanboy nerd reading that silly kid stuff when I should have been reading, I don't know, nonfiction, you know, philosophy.
More sophisticated, yes.
I think it was the bowling ball earrings causing her pain, which is why she gave her the look. I don't know. I've been accosted by a lot of saxophone players lately.
Yeah,
and they're asking me the meaning of life.
You know,
what are you supposed to tell a guy like that? You know,
tell him that the meaning of life lays
tell him the awful
at
truth.
The other end of Bob's pipe, the part that you can't see, the part that's hidden inside his lips.
That's, yeah. Mouthpiece.
The answer is coming out
relate.
Of there, because it's what he's smoking. It's you, my friend. Are you ready for the adventure of a lifetime? Are you ready to throw yourself in?
A panther licking your brain.
To the metaphorical pipe.
Oh, yes, you can see it in the distance.
J.R. Bob Dobbs. You thought the fundamentalist Christians were crazy. You thought the fundamentalist Muslims were even crazier. But now is your chance, my friends, to yourself become 10 billion times crazier than any of them. Yes.
Pure diamond. That's what the pipe is made of, my friend. Like that diamond crystal skull circling the globe.
Someday.
We'll use it as a pathway. The fire exit, if you will or won't, it doesn't matter.
There is a way out.
The door will be open.
There is a way out. There has to be.
We need knee pads, man. We need knee pads and those, like, gyroscopes so we can keep dictating.
And flying saucers and new computers and that March 1965 Playboy.
Yeah, 1965, man. That was a critical year. It was like, are you 50? No. It was in 19... That's the one. And it, who was her name? What was her name? Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm Drill Sergeant Expert MZ is dislocated for the rest of the afternoon. If you'd like to speak to his electronic secretary, please press 9 repeatedly. We're trying to take your money, so just relax and smile.
What the hell are you going on about, Dave?
That's not Dave, that's Muzak. Don't you recognize Muzak when you hear it?
The elevator was glowing, man.
I have trouble following Dave.
Well, once you're in the elevator and you hear the elevator music and the elevator begins breathing and the music begins breathing and you can't get out even though you're between the first and second floor.
It's the walls of the elevator that breathe, Dave. Get
it's
this straight
wall.
Now.
I'm glad somebody knows what's going on.
In the old days, you used to have big levers, and there was a little thing
on
the top said, Captain's Blend, northwest, east, 2 knots, straight ahead, full backwards. And you just pull one of those, and the top would explode. And you'd be back in the nursery where you belong.
And friends, with that, we're going to go back to the nursery where we belong. In fact, we're going to cut Dave off and ourselves, and we're going to go back to London, England. Earlier in the year, to listen to Reverend Priest finally explain what this is all about. That's right, not Father Priest, Reverend Priest, with a subgenius rant. Dave, thank you for calling.
We're going to be locked inside the breathing plywood elevator?
Yeah, later on we will be, in fact. But
should
for now...
listen to the message without massaging?
Yeah, we're going to have to go now and let
Reverend
Priest explain everything. And praise Dave. Good. That's.
What if I don't want to leave a message?
What?
I mean, you said must, but I don't think I'm going to leave a message. I'm just going to.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Praise Bob. Hallelujah. I am Reverend Priest of the Church of the Subgenius, and I'm here tonight to tell you about our religion. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, the Church of the Subgenius is dedicated to a threefold mission: to the pursuit of slack, to the unmasking of the conspiracy, and to this man, J.R. Bob Dobbs. Not some 2,000-year dead deity of yesterday, but a living, breathing, smoking slackmaster salesman. He's seen you buy your magazines. He's seen you buy your newspapers, your books, and your educations. And he knows you will pay to know what you really think. So here's the deal. Eternal salvation guaranteed, or triple your money back. For just £30 tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you too can believe all this ironic postmodern crap that I am spouting tonight. Opinion number one, yours for $30. There exists a vast conspiracy that's taking over the world, whose main motivation is to rob the subgenius of their slack for money. We know this. They're doing it so that they can bottle and sell us false slack. And most people are so slack-starved they can't even tell the difference. Brothers and sisters, in the Church of the Subgenius, we can tell the difference. We know the conspiracy exists because Bob used to be one of the conspiracy higher-ups until his conversion experience led him to start the church. You want proof? Do you want proof the conspiracy exists? How about alarm clocks? How about timesheets? How about drug laws? How about politics? How about fashion, ladies and gentlemen? You want more proof? Think about Crazy Frog. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, television advertising actually works. If we weren't so bad at it, we would be in charge of the world right now, but the conspiracy has already taken our place. The Subgenius Church has a mission to expose the conspiracy, to expose their false prophets, their false slack, their false news, their false media, false sex, false drugs, false music, false art, false fashion, and false religion. And of course, that includes our own religion. We in the Church of Subgenius expose ourselves. Opinion number two, yours also for $30. The world ends tomorrow and you may die. Bob has prophesied that the aliens will come and destroy this world and take off the subgenies to bliss in the stars while killing all of those non-believers. And this will happen at 7 a.m. on the 5th of July, 1998. Okay, I can see some of you think 1998's already gone. You underestimate the power of the global conspiracy to confuse and bewilder us. We have uncovered proof that the conspiracy has changed the calendar. Oh, they call it daylight savings time. They call it leap years. They call it leap seconds and the Gregorian adjustment. But no, they have screwed with the calendar so much, we don't even know what year it is, brothers and sisters. Yes, believe me, the aliens are coming. They will be here any day.
They're on their way. They'll be here any day. Just a quick earth raid to kill those who haven't paid. Just wait till this July, a rupture into the sky. Meet my alien love goddess in a short red see-through dress, 'cause take me away from here.
Bob in time. Earth's destruction will be mine. In my alien sweet embrace, we'll seal the fate of the human race. It's time to make up your mind. Are you saved or are you fried? Will you pay your dues? Or are you alien food? Will you join us now? Will you join us now? Show you how. Only Bob can show you how. Will you join us now?
Thank you, hallelujah, praise Bob. Opinion number three, yours for just $30 if you sign up with Bob tonight.
Reverend Priest, you're listening to the Hour of Slack.
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius, write to them at P.O. Box
181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118.
Or visit them online at www.subgenius.com.
For the largest city of the Western world, a city of 319 men, women, and children, as many as in Paris, Berlin, and London combined. Pulsing and throbbing with a great homo area, it is an area that shelters 11 ferries. There are 7 every business day, and there are 3 out of towns. So it is in the city, or in reality, Cleveland, Papa.
Series Crossroads, Eddie speaking.
Eddie, Samuel Curtis, I just landed.
I know, we saw. Was great.
Can you dig me out and set me up for flight?
Sure. Did you bring the cat?
Yeah, I got him. His name's Monkey Puss.
I want to name him Oscar.
That wasn't so bad, was it, Monkey? Eddie, you got something for me, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'll be in a bit.
Okay, goodbye. Goodbye.